We live in a very interesting time. If you are trying to start a business, it can be difficult to know which direction or which path to follow because you're just inundated with a facade of success. There's people on Instagram that are showing out, buying stuff that they can't actually afford just to get you buy stuff. There's tons of ads making all sorts of guarantees. There's all sorts of false people out there that haven't really achieved too much, but are pitching it on you to really build themselves up and then step on your back as they sell you something. Now, at one of my companies, The Blueprint Training, we have access to almost 50,000 agencies. We've got an email list, we've got a private Slack community, we've got a face group, and we've got thousands of agencies that we've worked with and trained over the last 5 years of being in business. And what we found from working with so many of these agencies one-on-one is all these false narratives coming to light, and it's really skewing their goals and skewing their progress. So what we decided to do is put together an anonymous survey that asked pressing questions that really dug into real actual business results with agencies, consultants, and freelancers to really help people understand, pulling back the curtain of where people are in terms of benchmarks, in terms of what success looks like, not looking through the scope of Instagram or social media. In this video, we're going to focus on the results. I'm going to run you through each question, the results, and we're going to talk and analyze them. So if you are an agency or a consultant, you do not want to miss this. Let's get into the video. So first and foremost, I usually don't do too much agency content on my personal channel anymore because we have our own dedicated channel. Make sure you like and subscribe to that channel as well so you can get more stuff like this in the future. But this one is so big that I wanted to do it on my channel. So what you're looking at here is the landing page. This is where we were sending people. Again, we were sending it via email. We even ran some page traffic to it. We ran it to our private communities. And the goal was just to get people to fill out this type form survey that had 10 or 11 questions on it. So they go through, they filled it out, and then afterwards, it spit it out into this Data Studio report. Now we got over 1,200 responses. We actually went through and we filtered out people that we did not believe were agencies because we wanted this data to be very clean and very pure. So the first question that we asked, what is the most revenue that you've collected in a single month ever? Now, what you'll notice here is down here at the bottom, almost more than 50% of people who answered this, that's over 500 agencies, responded to less than 10,000 per month. Whereas all the way over here, less than 10%, less than 5% actually are in the 500K or month per more range. Now, does this mean that we just surveyed agencies that were too small? No, I don't believe so. What I believe, actually, this is really what the market is. And I see this a lot. Our agency specializes in working with law firms, and it's actually almost the exact same. This is like Pareto's principle in action here. 20% of efforts drive 80% of results. 20% of agencies are collecting 80% of the market revenue. 20% of law firms are collecting 80% of the market revenue. This is just this playing out. Again, with law firms, we see it all the time. I talk to 5 to 8 law firms a day on sales calls, and almost all of them are small solo practice firms that just can't break through. They're getting dominated by larger agencies and just boxed out by the amount of marketing and ad spend that they're doing. It's a weird phenomenon that, again, we see happening here. Now, again, what I think is important here for you to take home with this is that no matter where you are, it's important that you're constantly not looking outbound at other agencies and thinking that they're doing so much and you should have that, or they have an agency, or they have all these employees. They're probably full of shit. A lot of people out there that are barking a lot but can't back it up with a bite. And again, this data shows that. This is well over 1,000 agencies that were surveyed here, and look at the data. Almost all of them are doing less than 50,000 a month, and that's mass collected. That's not even consistently. That's their peak of what they've hit. So no matter where you are in your journey, don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel like you're falling behind. There's plenty of money out there. There's plenty of clients out there. Just take your time, keep moving down the right path, and understand that this is your path. This is your journey. It's not about what other folks are doing. It's about what you're doing and how you're impacting your clients' top line. So that's question one. Question two, and this is probably one of the most glaring ones, is how many leads do you generate each month? Again, this is very much even closer to 90% of the market is less than 15 and 80% is less than 5. This by far overwhelmingly for every single survey that we've run, for every single client that we've talked to about what your top problem is, it always has to do with leads. This is a problem that everyone faces. Getting leads is really hard despite there being a massive demand and constant need for marketing services. If you want to find out more about lead generation tactics, we've got a ton on the Blueprint Training YouTube channel. I also give almost like a weekly put presentation inside of our private Slack community for agencies only about lead generation and how we're generating 5 to 8 phone calls per day for law firms. So you can turn into it here. But again, this is more for, not for me teaching you about stuff. This is more for context and understanding for where everyone else is in regards to where you are and why you shouldn't feel overwhelmed or left out. Next one, how many clients you sign each month? This is going to be a direct reflection of how many leads you're generating, less than 3. Obviously, if you're generating, most people are generating less than 5 or 15 leads. This is what it's going to be. People generating over 50. This is like only a couple people, probably full of shit too. Next one down, how many people work at your agency? Just me, 1 to 3, 4 to 8. Again, we see here, this heavily skews towards the lower part of the market. And this does does include contractors, freelancers, etc. This is kind of like an all hands on board. Neither here nor there, but something that we're really working on is cutting this down internally. Now that AI is here, and if you've got good systems and processes, you don't need a ton of people. And this has always been like a huge thing with me too, is like we look at the same people that filled out the revenue, right? So half the people here are at around 4 to 8 people, right? Or under or over. And then we look at how much revenue people are doing. What I've always said about agencies is that it's become like an ego thing. Kind of like, instead of talking about revenue, people talk about how many people that they have. And I think this is like a direct reflection of that, is that so many people are overstaffed. They don't really know how to manage and hire the right talent. So they end up just bringing people on that are just spinning wheels. They have like account people that add no value. They just get on a call with clients and they're like, oh yeah, let me take that back to the team and get your responses. So many agencies don't know how to staff, especially in relationship to revenue, right? How much revenue are you doing per employee? That is the metric that we should be looking at, not what's your total headcount. Because what happens is, again, this is all the agencies in the industry that are part of this facade that I'm referring to. They don't talk about revenue. They talk about headcount. They get on a podcast and they're like, oh, I'm not comfortable talking about revenue, but we've got about 20 employees. Like, yeah, you're not comfortable talking about revenue because you're not doing that much and you just got a bunch of people. Some of them are freelancers. Some of them are just editing graphics for, and you're calling them an employee, and that's your flex, as opposed to talking about revenue per head, right? That's a really, really important metric that a lot of big companies, especially a lot of big agencies that I've used to work at in the past, that's what they're looking at. They're looking at revenue per seat. How much revenue are we generating per seat, and how do we split that up evenly and then understand profit off the back of it? So another really kind of interesting eye-opening one here about people. Next one here, where do you hire from? Kind of a split even here. Facebook groups, haven't hired anyone. Indeed, other job posting sites, LinkedIn. We actually use LinkedIn. It's about 20%, the highest one here as well. Staffing firm, and then Upwork as well. So personally, we use a mix between Upwork and LinkedIn. Anyone who's going to be like a local US-based or English native speaking hire that are going to be like core strategists or salespeople, we use LinkedIn. Upwork for all of our freelancers and contractors. It's funny, I actually had dinner the other night with Brian Dean here in Miami, and he was talking about how his company Exploding Topics is doing well and they're staffing up. And I was like, where do you hire from? He's like, Upwork. He's like, we hire 100% of our people from his entire company, his entire software company is hired off Upwork. And we're talking about how Upwork gets a bad rap, but it's really not Upwork, it's you. It doesn't really matter where you hire from. It's how you bring them on after you hire them. Super important. Something that we talk about a lot inside the Blueprint program is systems, processes, onboarding, training, and make sure that people are walking into an environment where they're comfortable, feel like they have a role on day one and they have a path and direction. The next one here is, what is the biggest challenge you face on a daily basis? Again, we see here lack of leads, 30%, most of the market. Building and managing a team, number two, coming at 20%. Lack of internal processes, another really big one here. And it's actually kind of crazy. Lack of consistent results. We see all these too. At the Blueprint training, you know, we've been doing this for so long, 5 years. If you look at our marketing, if you look at our programs, they all relate to these things here, because these are the most common symptoms, the most common problems that agencies face. I can't get enough business, lack of leads. I can't bring in hire people. I don't have any systems and processes. I'm working too much. I feel like every day is a dumpster fire and I can't really get more clients and I'm not able to charge more. All of these things are actually very much interrelated, except for lack of leads. This is probably the only one that stands alone, but building a team, processes, results, and inability to charge more, all four of these are tied to the lack of internal processes and really lack of knowledge on how to build processes around something that's scalable, repeatable, and actually drives business results for a client. This is like the core of what we do here at the Blueprint training. We teach you how to build offers. We teach you how to position yourself properly in the market and then put together a service that jumps off the page at people. That's not like, oh yeah, we do websites or we do SEO. It's like, no, it's more specific with that. Like, again, look at what we're doing at Weberus, our legal practice. We're crushing it. We're generating so many leads and we're crushing it for our clients because we have an offer and we've got a scalable, repeatable process behind that offer that not just entices the market and brings in leads to us, but also gets results once they sign with us. So huge, huge, huge thing here. Another one, how do you pay your team? Most folks as freelancers, next one, W-2. And so I would say like freelancers, contractors, that makes up about 55%. It's actually funny internally. We've moved to more W-2 employees this past year just because we're at that size in terms of our agency. But at the Blueprint training, we actually contract 100% of our people. And that includes our core people. That even includes my business partner. We're all contractors of the business. You know, there's so many different ways to operate in today's world. This is more of kind of like an interesting thing that you don't have to go W-2 with everyone. It's not only more expensive, but it's also a lot of people don't want it, especially if you're working with people that want to do other things, want to explore other options. You know, they have the bandwidth to not just work for you full time, but other people too. If you contract them, it's much more flexible for them and they're actually going to make a lot more money and probably be a lot happier as well. So not everyone has to be a W. Again, this kind of goes back into this industry concept that like, oh, like it's about headcount. No, it's about money, people. It's about making money. It's about keeping your people happy. It's about making your clients money. That's really all this is about. Actually, let me rephrase that. It's about you making money. It's about making your clients more money. It's about you making your team more money too. It's all about making money, whether you like that or not. Sorry, it's dirty for some of you, but it's a fact. Maybe that's not why you're not making more. Next one's kind of interesting. Who takes the sales call in your agency? partner executive or founder is, again, 90%. One of many sales rep or our sales rep. Very interesting here. This is something that we see with a lot of agencies. One of the biggest things that holds agencies back is that you are stuck taking sales calls, and that is beyond a full-time job. I'm actually reminded of this because we just moved off our salesperson, and I've now taken sales calls for the past 2 weeks. The reason why I'm doing it is I'm trying to build a better system to hire and train a salesperson so we can bring him into the ecosystem where he's closing, he or she is closing. So I'm going back through and rebuilding the systems and processes myself, but just an overwhelming thing here that so many agencies do not have a salesperson. And what ends up happening is it ends up bottlenecking, right? You can't get proposals out on time because you're doing a million other things. And if you can't get proposals out within like 2 or 3 days, just forget about it. Unless there's somebody that's come to you very hot, they know that what they want to work with you, but you got to move fast through the sales processes, calls, analysis, proposals, follow-ups. Like, it's got to be done within like 5 business days, just my opinion. Because what happens is if they're waiting 2-3 weeks for a proposal, just like anything in life, like the further that they get away from you, the less interest, the more they're going to not respond to your emails. It's just part of it. So huge thing with agencies, hire a sales rep, get it off your plate. It's not as expensive as you think. It's also a revenue generating position. And I promise you, getting a sales rep into your business, your agency, will change the game for you. Has a client fired you? Yes, no, about 50-50. Just wanted to throw that in there. Have you ever fired a client kind of on the opposite side of this? Yes or no. Most people have, yes. Tell people all the time, right? Understanding the balance between taking on the right client versus not. There's nothing wrong with firing a client, especially if you're not meeting their expectations or they're not meeting yours in terms of working relationship, in terms of they're not paying you on time, in terms of they're not getting stuff done, in terms of they're just a pain in the ass. I don't want to work with them. Nothing wrong with firing a client. In fact, you should build that into your practice. Have you ever hired a coach or consultant? Almost 50-50 as well. Kind of brings me to the last point where, just to give you a little pitch here, this is me smiling at you. If you need help with your agency or your consultant, this is why we're here at the Blueprint Training. At the very least, we've got a Slack group for you that you can join. We do 2 weekly calls with industry experts, with myself. There's just a ton of value in there, and it's only $59. So if you're interested, there's a link below. You can check it out. If not, drop me a comment, like, subscribe, and I will see you in the next video. Peace.